Hello.
Hello, this is Antonia. Is this Travis English? I'm calling
Yes,
from the
ma'am.
Alabama Department of Labor.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So, I'm sorry I did not call you back directly at
It's okay.
6:15. We are a little busy, but however, I can get that claim pushed through for you.
All righty.
All right, can I have your social security number again?
It's 423-47-2827.
And your first and last name?
Travius English,
And date of birth?
2598.
And your mother's maiden name?
Emmons.
Okay. Okay, so that's funny because I don't know why your information did not save, and I'm so upset. Okay, so do you have time we can finish, well, do the claim over?
Yeah, we can do it now if you want.
Okay. All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And you did choose direct deposit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that routing number again?
0622-03984.
All right, so that was 0622-03984.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the account number?
Four zeros. 1261-04243.
All right, so that was 0000126104243.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you verify the address?
It's 238 Oasis Lane.
Okay. In city, state, and zip code?
It's Brewton, Alabama, 36426.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good telephone number to put on file for you?
It's 251-236-9554.
And the address was 238 Oasis Lane,
Yes, ma'am.
Brewton, Alabama, 36426.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you file or did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Wait, what was the one before that one? Have I worked out at state?
Yes, so it said, do you work in the state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yeah, I was just making sure that you said that is not. Yeah, he wasn't military. They weren't military, so.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And you did say, so you were saying earlier that you worked in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. And that was, you said that was like a month ago, right?
Yes, ma'am. At the beginning of November. And then we came home for holidays. And we got, well, they said, well, I'm switching companies right now. Because they laid us off, basically. So now the company I'm about to go start working for isn't going to start up till the beginning of the year.
Okay. So for when you worked in Atlanta, Georgia, did you pay Georgia taxes or did you continue to pay Alabama taxes?
I was paying Alabama state taxes, too.
Okay.
Well, I was paying Alabama state taxes. And I always, every time I travel, I pay Alabama state taxes.
Okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
Right. And what was the last day you worked?
November 1st.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through the union?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you did say that was January the 1st, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
What is that?
So, are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown?
No, ma'am. It's just they don't have any. They lost the contract to the next job.
Okay. And you did say you was a welder, right?
Yes, ma'am. So I got hired on with a new company, and due to the holidays, we got pushed. The orientation got pushed back to the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of the employment on your check stub again?
It's Bandana Installation.
Bandana Installation, okay. And there was LP at the end, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm keying that in. And what was that address again?
Give me one second.
Okay.
It is 215 US 287 Elkhart, Texas.
Okay, so that was 215 US 287
Elkhart, Texas.
And what's that address? I mean, that zip code.
It's 75839.
What's the telephone number to that company?
903-774-2933.
And when did you start working there?
July 31st.
And that was this year, right?
Ma'am.
And that was this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the last day of work again?
It was November 1st.
And did you receive any holiday pay, sick pay, or vacation pay anytime after the last day of work?
No, ma'am.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from the federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'm going to reset your code for you. That code is 2798.
Yeah, I got it.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, okay. You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Yes, your ma'am. Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In okay, addition,
So do I have to go online and claim, go on there and file the claim every week?
Yes. So, okay. Yeah. So you also go to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and you would update an online resume.
Okay.
And then you just register. Then you would go to www.labor.gov.
Okay.
.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Or you can call 800-752-7389.
Okay.
And do your weekly certification.
Okay.
You can do one Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you can do your first weekly certification this upcoming Sunday.
Okay.
So you have a whole week to do one. And as long as you do one by 5 p.m. on Friday, you'll just search for at least 5 jobs. You don't have to apply for, well, you don't have to get accepted to those 5 jobs. You just have to apply for those 5 jobs and just okay. record those jobs down that you applied for. And you'll use that pen that I gave you to just log in and do your weekly certification each week. If you do skip a week, your claim will close. You will have to call us back to open it back up.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
What was that first website?
Okay. So that first website was Alabama Works.
Okay.
.alabama.
Okay.
.gov.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. And again, I'm sorry that your information did not save, and thank you for being patient with me.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.